Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you. Now, I did say last week that this week was going to be a surprise. Well, it's a pretty simple one because I did actually mention in the programme that the film American Graffiti had so much music in it that they actually released two albums. Yep, there was part one and part two. Well, guess what? This is part two of American Graffiti.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Seven, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rules. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. I don't run around with no mob. Got myself a little job. Ta 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 ta
Chuck Berry, Almost Grown, and we kicked off with the sound of Bill Haley and the classic Rock Around the Clock. This is TRE. My name is Alan T, and you're listening to The Director's Cut, and we're playing part two of American Graffiti because the music's so fantastic. I thought we just got to feature it all. Well, just to remind those of you who missed last week, American Graffiti was released in 1973, and it was co-written and directed by George Lucas. Also, it starred the major names of Richard Dreyfuss, Ron Howard, and of course Harrison Ford. So let's kick off with the second or third track, I should say, of today's program. We've got some great music lined up here. This is the sound of the Moontones. This is American Graffiti.
I wonder who wrote the book out loud. Just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder who
wrote the book of life. You give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of life.
Radio Europe.
Join me, Selena McKenzie, on Sundays from 11 a.m. for your Sunday selection.
Can we have a bit of fun today and play a song for Boris? I'm saying nothing. It's not a political show, but this is what Graham has chosen.
Sometimes sad, sometimes happy, but always good music.
I've got a message from your dad, John. She marries the love of her life next Saturday in Gibraltar, but I want them both to know this message in this song.
At Olivenet, we supply and install the most award-winning security system in Europe. Ajax system is connected to a central hub that calls the police in case of emergency and can be controlled from anywhere in the world via an app on your smartphone. Olivenetsecurity.es.
TRE.radio.
Alan T. On the Director's Cut.
Down, 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 down give me heart.
Talk, talk, talk.
Oh, love me, darling.
From the movie American Graffiti, the Deltones, and Come and Go With Me. Well, you know, the genius of American Graffiti occurred in Lucas's adolescence in the early 1960s in Modesto, where the film was based. The story was based. The concept was not financially successful, but he found the favour in Universal Pictures after all the other major film studios rejected it. Well, there's a lot of stories like that, aren't there, in the movie industry? Let's continue now with, I suppose, one of the classics, It's Fats Domino.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Is that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Is that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
TRE.radio.
Yes, that was indeed a great track from Fats Domino. Now, you know, when we were, I don't know about you, but I remember doing the twist. And I remember when I saw this track coming up as one of the featured in the film, The Peppermint Twist, I remember seeing a video not long ago about this. It is hilarious. If you get a chance, go onto YouTube and look for it. So here we are where with Johnny D and the Starlights. This is The Peppermint Twist.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. The peppermint twist. Will you like this? The peppermint twist. Round and round, up and down. Round and round, up and down. Round and round and up and down. And 1, 2, 3 kick. 1, 2, 3 jump. Street. Where the peppermint twists me.
You learn to do this, the peppermint twist. It's alright all night, it's alright. It's okay all day, it's okay. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist.
Doo-wop singing from the Silhouettes. Get a job. Well, I've got a job sitting here talking to you. I hope you're enjoying the music. This is TRE Talk Radio. Alan T here with you with the Director's Cut. On the other side, we're going to hear another one of those Your 16 songs. Johnny Burnett, stay with us.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Alan!
Now, here comes the music.
You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh, what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. Ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're
16. You're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart would pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16.
Johnny Burnett from 1960. I sort of forgot to mention the years they came out, didn't I? Well, I'm doing it now for you. That was Journey. If you're of a certain age, I'm sure you remember that. And I think you're definitely going to remember the next one. From the Cloves, it's Love Potion, number 9.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold captive. She's got a path on 34th and Vine. Selling little bottles. Love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Talk Radio Europe.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Maybe Baby, from 1958. And I think, he was featured quite extensively in the film American Graffiti, which we're featuring part two this week. Now, one of the things about American Graffiti, that it's been quoted for helping to give birth to the blockbuster. Well, the film's box office success turned George Lucas into an instant millionaire. He gave an amount of the money of profits to Haskell Wexler for his visual consulting help during filming, and also to Wolfman Jack for inspiration. Lucas's net worth was around $4 million, which is pretty lot of money, quite a lot of money back in the 70s. But he set aside an independent fund of $300,000 for his future Star Wars project. Well, you know what happened there. This is TRE Talk Radio. I'm Alan T, and we continue now with more great music from the film American Graffiti in our part two feature this week.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry.
Unforgettable, Lee Dorsey in Ya Ya from 1961. This is Talk Radio Europe. My name is Alan T, and I hope you're enjoying the director's cut for this week, part two of American Graffiti. Back after the break with more great tracks.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. This is Talk Radio Europe. My name is Alan T, and I hope you're enjoying the music of the film American Graffiti, part two. Now, when this film came out, of course, the idea of curating music, commercial music, into a film was fairly new. And this is one of the reasons why I chose it as one of my earliest presentations for you on the Director's Cut program. But, of course, as we go through the weeks, we've got some films that have amazing music in them, which is somewhat diverse in content. At the same time, I think you're going to find it quite fascinating. One of the things that reminded me about the film American Graffiti was that it cost a nice round figure of $777,000 to be made. Now, that seems like nothing compared to what they spend that money on music videos these days. But, of course, it was big bucks back in the 70s, and it's gone on to be one of the most profitable films of all time. And, of course, the music in the film is just quite remarkable. And then we're going to continue now with the Platters. Once again, they were featured quite extensively in the film. This is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
My true love was true. something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind.
It's hard to imagine that we're still listening to such great music from such a long, long time ago, but it's just so good. The Platters from 1959 and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. As I say, several tracks were featured in the film American Graffiti. As we continue now with, well, this is normally associated with the Beach Boys, but here is the version that was used in the film by the Regents. This is, well, I think you'll recognise the title as soon as you hear the intro.
Ba, 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 brand. Ba, ba. For a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take the chance of Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rocking and I'm rolling, rocking and I'm in a Barbara Ann, Barbara, Barbara Ann. Barbara, Barbara, Barbara Ann. But I knew they wouldn't do a Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rocking in a rolling, rocking in a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara, Barbara, Barbara favorite tune, dance with Betty Lou, try Peggy Sue, but I knew they wouldn't do a Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara, Barbara Ann. Barbara, Barbara, Barbara Ann.
Rockin' and a rollin', rockin' and a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara.
1961, and they are the Regents' version of Barbara Ann, taken from the movie American Graffiti, featuring this week part two, as we're here now with The Diamonds and Little Darling from 1957. And we've got some great, great tracks to play out at the end of the program. I hope you enjoy the music here on The Director's Cut with yours truly, Alan T. Shawali Wali sound. They're the Diamonds and Little Darling from 1957. Well, we have a couple more tracks to go, and well, this one, I suppose, really has to be one of the most famous tracks of all time. It was actually recorded in 1958 by none other than Chuck Berry. As we move on towards the end of the program, this is Johnny B. Goode.
Learned to read a rhyme.
I defy you not to have been tapping something whilst that was playing. Johnny B. Goode from the inimitable Chuck Berry. Well, you've been listening to the Director's Cut with me, Alan T, and this week we've been featuring more music from the film American Graffiti, so it's a kind of part two, I suppose, because there was so much in it. Now, coming up in our next week's show, we'll be looking at two films, one that you may have sort of come across. It's called Performance, and it's the Nicholas Rogues. Mick Jagger stars in the film, and we'll be sort of playing some of the interesting music from that film next week. Now, also, we'll be featuring a film which you may not have heard of, and I want you to sort of do a little bit of research between now and next week. It is something that it's something that I suppose I found quite fascinating when I saw it. It's called Francis Ha, and it's a very, very weird film in some ways, but it's also got some incredible music in it. And it features David Bowie's Modern Love. The scene is a homage to Le Carré's 1986 drama Mavis Sang, in which this protagonist stumbles through the dark streets of Paris to the song, and here they're dancing through the streets, sort of just kind of directionless 20-somethings in New York. If you understand any of that, don't worry, the music's really good. You'll like it. In the meantime, let's finish off now with a Beach Boys track taking us out, Surfing Safaris from 1962. And we sort of finish off once again to sort of take us out of the American Graffiti sort of double header with Green Onions. Thanks so much for your company. I'll be joining you next time here on The Director's Cut with yours truly, Alan T.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Learning how, come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Yeah.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.